Coach coming out to McCook, and boy, as Coach Petroski and I have talked about, boy, when you get Creighton McCook together, it just brings back memories of the past. I've been doing this a long time with radio work and stuff like that. Get Creighton McCook together, it's always a special time when it comes to the football field, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I think, especially when you turn back the history book and you're writing the history of Class B football in Nebraska, you can't write it without a Creighton McCook matchup. Extremely important to a lot of people. Lucky to be a part of it. Boys are excited to go out there and experience what you guys can provide as a game day atmosphere. Just really excited to go.
Coach, one thing I noticed is you got a lot of former Creighton players. I remember the names working there at the school, teaching and coaching there, don't you?
Yeah, we're extremely lucky to have a number of Creighton guys on the staff. I think it's four or five guys. All of them played in state championships, won state championships, have been on McCook. They talk about those games very fondly when they talk about their memories of high school football. So yeah, they're excited to get back out there and go and make it special for the boys.
We've got one right here at McCook Community College. Micah Marvin lives here and teaches here, and we kid him every now and then when we see him about his days to be in that Crete uniform as well.
Oh yeah, I know Micah. I was lucky enough to coach Micah while he was at Doan. That's a good kid. That's a Cardinal through and through, for sure.
Coach, I know it's been a tough start of the season. You played some good teams. Gosh, you're just coming off the Scotts Bluff team. Then we're going to see them in a couple of weeks. So I know not the start, but I'm sure you're telling your team, hey, there's a lot of football still to be played. Let's get back to work this week, and let's get ready for another battle on Friday night.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's turn the page, get back to work, and try to make those strides that we've made. We've made strides. Unfortunately, they haven't shown up in the win column, but as a team, we have made strides, and we have done some good things, especially from that first game. That first game, playing a bunch of new guys, a bunch of guys with inexperience. So that was a time where, you going into the game, you didn't really know what you had. Coming out of the game, now we know where we have a starting point, and then being able to make those strides is important throughout the season because it is a long season and there is a lot of football left to be played.
Is this the youngest bunch, since you've been head coach, youngest bunch to kind of start the season you've ever had?
So I wouldn't call us young. I would call us inexperienced. I would say this is the most inexperienced bunch that I've had going into a season. We had a number of seniors last year. I think we started 11 seniors on defense. So although some of those guys got reps on defense, as being a full-time starter and things of that nature, you have to hit another gear. And so inexperience is what I would say, not necessarily young.
I noticed I was reading Bob Jensen's preview on you guys in his preseason magazine. It's zero on defense. Wow, I don't know if I've ever, and it's been a long time since I've seen a preview where you've had offense or defense where you have no starters back, especially in 11-man play.
Yeah. It's been tough. It's been an adjustment, but the kids are working hard and like I said, making strides every week.
Coach, throw some names out. A few, I Nick Wendt in your rushing game, Enrique Rodriguez, Kenson Spence, and that's Carson Codel, if I got that name right. Some of those guys have been your good skilled guys this year, haven't they?
Yeah. Nick is a kid who didn't play football last year. He broke his collarbone as a freshman. Didn't want to play. Wanted to concentrate more on basketball and baseball. He is a good baseball player. He's a good basketball player too. But didn't go out last year. And then right before the season started, decided to go out. And it helped us add depth at quarterback. It was a completely open competition because we didn't have a guy, returning that played that position. So we're extremely happy with the things that he's been able to do at the quarterback position, both throwing the ball and running the ball. I'm really grateful that he decided to go out and be a part of this.
On defense, it sounds like just Mason Snyder, Josiah Harrington, kind of been a couple of your main guys defensively so far this year.
Yeah, so Mason Snyder's had a great year. He's around the ball all the time. Unfortunately, Joey broke his hand in the warm-ups of the first game. He played the entire first game with a broken hand. He's been out the last 2 weeks, but really, really pleased with what we're getting from Mason on the defensive end. He's around the ball all the time, making stuff happen, making sure guys are lined up, really turning into a leader on that defense.
Coach, I'm sure you've watched a lot of game film on the Bison. You know, it's got to be done on Friday night to come here and play well and get a big win.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Extremely physical football team, extremely well coached. You turn on their film and you know what you're going to see. You're going to see a physical, well-coached football team, and they have a number of kids that can run. So the task is extremely tall, and it's Class B football is better when McCook's good, and McCook's good this year.
Coach, I was going to ask your numbers. You've seen some of these even Class B programs down on numbers. How are your numbers, freshmen to the senior class?
They're low. They're low. The freshman class is fairly big, but I think we plan on suiting 40 guys on Friday night. We will suit one freshman. But the freshman class is a little bit bigger. Just hoping to build on that. You know, I think our first game last year, I think we suited 31. You know, so we've struggled for a while numbers wise, along with a number of programs that we've played. You know, you think about. I know when McCook came a couple years ago, they were a little bit lower on numbers than what they had been. York has been a little bit lower on numbers, especially you're talking about some powers in the recent years in Class B. So. No, I think there's a lot of people fighting it, unless you're in the metro area or in that kind of that sweet spot in between Lincoln and Omaha. There's a lot of teams struggling for numbers.